Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. First hour of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Week 8 starts tonight. Vikings and Chargers right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll start looking ahead to Saturday in college football as well. A bunch of fun ones there at 12:20. The back page with Bo coming up in an hour from now, and we'll let you hear a little bit of what Raheem Morris had to say yesterday regarding some of the injuries that the Falcons are dealing with, and start really getting deeper into this Dolphins game on Sunday afternoon. Video has surfaced confirming, which I don't. Did I make it sound like I didn't believe the man? I believed the man.
You and I were joking about if he had lied.
Yeah, I was just saying.
It was not that big a deal.
I was just saying if I was asked if I made a free throw and I was making that big of a deal out of it, I would have said I made it too. But the video surfaced. Jordan made it. He swished it. Good. He's Michael Jordan. I don't know. I mean, I'm happy that he's back in the public eye a little bit more. It'll be fun if he gives us something.
Yeah, let's see how what we get.
It'll
over,
be fun if he's analyzing the game. But like again, I don't.
You didn't find it just a little bit? Just kind of what's the word I'm looking for?
Don't
here?
Say impressive.
No, that he made a free throw. No, but okay. That he does not have or has not touched a basketball since
that part of it
15
was
years. That he doesn't even have a hoop at his house.
Yeah, that part's interesting. Yeah.
And then he was just asked to shoot a free throw in front of these people, no doubt knowing that it would get out if he missed it.
Yeah.
That made him nervous.
And then him saying that he was nervous about it and all that. Sure, like of course. All
it
I'm
had
saying
no
is,
relevancy to the game itself.
All I'm saying is
that's what that segment's going to do.
It doesn't surprise me that Michael Jordan, even though he hadn't shot a basketball in a while, made a free throw. That's all I'm saying.
A dunk one from the arc. That would have probably made him a little more nervous.
Yeah, if he went in there and did the, rock the cradle
the
and, like he did
line,
in the dunk contest back in the day, sure, I would have been surprised by that. But I am not surprised that Michael Jordan went out to a tennis court basketball hoop in front of a couple kids and made a free throw. Now, the fact that he didn't shoot a basketball in a long time, and maybe he can't because he can't just treat it as a pastime. If he starts touching the basketball again, it's like, it's like an addiction for
people.
Yeah,
I didn't get that deep into it.
Some people did.
Yeah,
and if that's
apparently true,
okay,
sure.
Fine. I didn't either. I was just like, yeah, of course Michael Jordan made a free throw.
Let me ask you a question off of this. What would have been the funniest result of the free throw? Like, he swished it. That's fine.
Yeah.
What would have been the funniest result?
Like,
an air ball's, like, up there, but not, like, the funniest thing.
Oh, it breaks off the rim and hits the woman in the head that he was renting a house to.
A wedge?
Or the one that he was
renting. Oh, the wedgie, yeah.
A wedge would have been incredible. If it just balanced on the the flat of the rim, would have been great.
Would have been pretty funny, like, if he missed it and then someone said something, And then like that, and I took that personally look came over his face.
I don't think he's going to do that to a 7-year-old kid, but sure.
Who knows? Based on that, based on the Last Dance documentary, you cross him, he was going to end you.
I think a wedge is the funniest possible result.
Yeah.
Because he's obviously, for it to wedge, you're pretty far off to either the right or the left.
Well, and also, like, you know, can he get it?
See, he has to hold on to the net and pull himself up.
He's not doing that.
He's
either jumping up there and getting it or getting the broom handle like us.
Throw a shoe up there and get the shoe stuck?
I've done that.
I think we all have.
That is a real conundrum for a
did they have another ball
to
which
like
to
me
chuck the other ball at the ball that stuck?
You got one ball, you're at the park by yourself, and you're just shooting around, getting a little sweat, whatever, and you get the ball stuck up there. That is a real look in the mirror moment. It happened to me a million times.
Oh, you go after a nearby tree to break a stick off.
Like, just throw your shoe up there.
Yeah,
but then you get your shoe stuck. Or here's what you do, and this is what I did every single time, and oh for my life. But I was like, all right, maybe today's the day. Maybe today's the day.
Never was.
Where I'm feeling springy, and it never was.
Never was.
It never was. Yeah. Anyway, he swished the free throw. He's Michael Jordan. I'm not surprised by that. Let's hear Raheem Morris talking about some of the different injuries at play coming into this game on Sunday afternoon against Miami. Abe wrote, Falcons approach to an ought-to-win game. Although, I mean, I understand, like, the dictionary definition of a must-win is different than this, but it feels pretty close.
You better have it.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I did everything I could.
You thought people were mad about Sunday. If you lose to the Dolphins at home, given what they are right now, that's DEFCON 5. Like, that's panic button type stuff. And again, I don't expect them to do that. I think that they'll beat the Dolphins. I think the up and down nature of their play is...
I will wait to see the quarterback decision and the quality of play.
That's a part of it. Here's Raheem Morris talking about their quarterback situation.
It certainly does. You know, having Kurt here is definitely a guy that's played a lot of football in this league, and it gives you a lot of comfort knowing that you have Kurt, you know, a lot of confidence knowing that you have Kurt. You know, obviously, it'd be all based on Mike's injury status and Mike's injury status alone.
It sounded very much yesterday, from everything that everyone said, that Michael Penix will play.
Certainly what Michael Penix had to say was that he will play.
And that's not surprising. Like, he's going to do everything he can to be out there, but just... It feels like that's what's going to happen on Sunday. And it's sort of an update on what the injury was. It's not a bone bruise in his foot. It's a knee injury, so I guess we assume it's a bone bruise in his knee, right?
It is still a bone bruise, just
it is
higher
a bone
up
bruise.
The
leg. It's just not where it was initially reported to have been. So, yeah, so that's what he's dealing with. And sure, I mean, you have a talented backup quarterback. If your guy can't go, put the guy in who gives you a better chance to win.
I know this is something we'll hopefully won't face on Sunday. If you start Penix, are you prepared to pull him?
I think so. I think you'd have to be. Based on injury. I mean, I guess.
I don't mean based on injury. I mean based on a poor level of play because of the injury.
No.
Because of the injury.
I don't think you can do that. If he's healthy enough to start, then he's healthy enough to play, right? You're not going to pull him in the second quarter if he throws a couple of interceptions, because you're just going to say to yourself, that happened because it happens. Like, sometimes guys have bad games. I don't think you can do that. If you're thinking about it like that, then you shouldn't start him in the first place, in my opinion.
I think you need to be prepared to.
I don't know.
And I think in the moment you have to chew, to your point, I think you're going to have to decide, was this level of – look, again, hopefully this is not a discussion – but I think you're going to have to potentially decide, was this level of performance, was this level of throw, because he's limited, because of this, and maybe it's best, or is it just that happens in football sometimes? I think you need to be prepared. I don't think you can go in with the mindset of, well, he's starting today, and no level of performance can get him off the field early.
I just think if he's good enough to start the game on Sunday, then he's good enough to play the whole game on Sunday. If he gets hurt more, like
of course, obviously.
But I, again, what are we doing? Like, why play him?
He's going to be limited in practice today.
Why play him if that's in your mind and you think that that's, and not only in your mind, if you're seeing that, right? Because again, they do the kind of reverse week thing now.
Well,
yesterday
I'm
wasn't
convinced
really
they don't see anything in practice after a year ago.
And that's another factor. Like that's another factor where if you are You know, if you are concerned as a Falcons fan over how they're going to handle this because of what happened last year with a quarterback who clearly was dealing with something and played much more than any of us needed to see him play while he was dealing with that, then that's fine. Totally. And I guess what I'm arguing for here is the same thing they did last year, right? Was if the guy's good enough to go out there, then you keep putting him out there.
I think it was a mistake then.
And it was.
And this is a small possibility. If he does play, they probably do figure out that he's fine. But I think you need to be at least prepared to say, look, we thought you were going to be fine. Like, there have been guys who've rolled out there. We thought you were going to be good to go.
Yeah.
We see it now. It's not good enough for whatever reason. Let's go ahead and make the change. I just don't want that to be off the table just because you named him starter and thought he'd be good to go.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I just hope that they see enough between now.
Hope so.
Today, tomorrow. We'll talk to Joe Patrick later on today and kind of get his intel on what he's hearing and what he's been told about how they're going to handle it. It just, like, the last thing you need on Sunday when playing a team like this is to give them any glimmer of hope and any reason to be more invested in this football game than they will be. It's crazy to say this, but I've heard it said from various national folks this week about where the Dolphins are at right now. Like, they're 1-2-3 Cancun already. We're not even Halloween, and this team already looks like they've checked out on their coach and this season. Now, I don't know. These are professional football players, man. Like, you give them even a little bit of a hope on Sunday, it seems to me like competitiveness kicks in and they start to play for it. Conversely, you go out there and punch them in the mouth in the first quarter, and they'll probably roll over like they did against the Browns.
You can definitely put the final stick in pretty early. I agree.
It feels like the opportunity to put the final nail in the coffin for the coach, too.
What do you think? This is tough because separate yourself from a Falcons fan and our thoughts of Penix and development on all that stuff. If you're a Dolphins fan and you're coming into this game and all you know kind of is what the Falcons record is and you've been updated on the injury because it's affecting you. If you were a Dolphins fan, which quarterback would you prefer for the Falcons to start?
I don't know. Probably Cousins.
I don't know.
Who would you prefer?
I think if I would talk myself in, if I were a Dolphins fan, I'd be talking myself into this guy's going to be incredibly limited. He's not going to be able to throw. Now, again, you might be proven wrong immediately and this game 17-0 to end the first quarter.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
I think if I were a Dolphins fan, that's where my head would
be. If I were a Dolphins fan, I don't know that that's really what I'd be thinking about.
I don't think I'm watching the game.
I would be hoping that either one of those two quarterbacks diced these guys up. So,
so
we can get this thing moving, get to the draft, get a quarterback, and fire this coach because clearly this experiment is over.
That's
what this is. Like, I know the players aren't thinking about it like that, from a narrative standpoint, and maybe I'm wrong about this. I was racking my brain. I didn't look it up because I don't think it's that important, but I was thinking about it. Like, it feels like there's been a lot of times the last 5 years or so where the Falcons have played a team immediately after they fired a coach or immediately after a quarterback has gotten hurt.
But this would be the first time we can get a coach fired?
I don't know if that's true.
I know.
I don't know, but I don't remember the Falcons beating a team into submission and having the team be like, well, he's got to go now. I remember multiple times over the last handful of years
one game
where they fired a guy, and then the new coach energy kicks in, and then it's like, this team is not good.
Or new quarterback energy.
Exactly, and they're rallying around, and like, it's going to be Tua, probably, I assume, and it's going to be Mike McDaniels on Sunday.
Now let's ask the other question. Falcons fans, do you want Tua or Quinn Ewers?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, you'd rather have Quinn Ewers?
I think so.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, Tua's still got NFL experience.
He's terrible. He's not good. Okay.
Yeah.
He's not good.
I mean, Tua.
Of course, what if he and his – you know, we have had quarterbacks that weren't as successful as they should have been in college to come in.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Light it up in the NFL, but is he going to do it on his first start?
I mean, Will Levis cut us apart. Like, that, Quinn Ewers certainly
and
could.
That's my fear.
Quinn Ewers certainly could.
That's my fear. Because the list of guys that had their random career day against the Falcons over the last 10 years or so is a long list, man. Mariota. Mariota had one of his best starts ever against these guys. I go back to a Dolphins game years ago. The Falcons were up big early, and then Jay Cutler got hot. Like, late career, you know. Droopy face, smoking on the sidelines, Jay Cutler. That can't happen on Sunday. You can't allow that to take place on Sunday. You got to beat the hell out of these guys. Get their coach fired. Get things right. Above 500, all that.
This is, as much as I wrote ought to win, from the mentality of if there's any hope for this season, you can't lose. Can't lose this game at home against this team and have us come on Monday and make any arguments for team could get hot and make a run. Like, that to me, that's what's out the window if you don't win.
This would be a real morale hit.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd.
They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.